5 years after the fake pandemic gripped the world in a web of deceit, YouTube remains a steadfast gatekeeper of the false narrative, banning videos that dare to expose the COVID frauds perpetuated by health dictators. This fabricated crisis, orchestrated by fake health authorities, unleashed tyrannical control and eroded freedoms under the guise of a non-existent threat. As evidence mounts, debunked claims that are true, from the deadly COVID vaccine to the suffocating mask mandates, YouTube censorship reveals its true masters: corporate overlords and globalist profiteers pushing lies for profit, depopulation, and a sick, deranged pleasure in domination. YouTube's medical misinformation policy, rooted in directives from the World Health Organization, WHO, and local health agencies, stifles content challenging the official story. Videos exposing the fake pandemic's hollow foundation, its overstated dangers, the mask maniac's harmful mandates, or the vaccine's lethal toll, are swiftly removed. Controlled by Google, YouTube's ties to pharmaceutical giants and their billions in pandemic profits under its role as a mouthpiece for health dictators. The platform's suppression isn't about safety, it's about preserving a narrative that benefits its paymasters, even as the truth seeps through the cracks. Contrast this with other platforms, where policies range from open defiance to cautious compliance. X allows robust debate, hosting posts questioning the fake pandemic, though illegal content is moderated. Facebook mirrors YouTube, enforcing strict bans on vaccine critiques aligning with fake health authority edicts. Rumble stands as a bastion of free speech, welcoming videos exposing the deadly vaccine and mask mandate harms with minimal censorship beyond legal limits. Bright Eon thrives on unfiltered truth, hosting raw content about the fake pandemic's frauds without bowing to health dictators. Odyssey, blockchain-based, resists centralized control, permitting discussions of COVID frauds unless legally compelled otherwise. BitChute champions unrestricted expression, a refuge for videos detailing the fake pandemic's lies and vaccine dangers, moderated only for legality. Vimeo aligns with YouTube, purging content that contradicts fake health authority narratives under vague guidelines. Gab prioritizes free speech, hosting unvarnished takes on the fake pandemic with little interference beyond legal boundaries. Getter similarly fosters open discourse, allowing critiques of health dictators and their schemes. Minds balances liberty and safety, letting users flag content but rarely banning fake pandemic exposés outright. Substack, though text-focused, permits video embeds and hosts scathing critiques of the fake pandemic without heavy-handed moderation. Truth Social embraces alternative voices, welcoming content that dismantles the official story, limited only by legal constraints. Blogger, under Google's thumb, restricts vaccine and pandemic critiques in line with YouTube's policies. Instagram, owned by Meta, enforces tight controls, banning posts that challenge fake health authority claims. TikTok follows suit, scrubbing content questioning the deadly vaccine or mask mandates to appease regulators. Blue Sky, decentralized and user-driven, varies by server. Some host fake pandemic truths, others filter cautiously. Across these platforms, a pattern emerges. Mainstream giants like YouTube, Facebook, Vimeo, Instagram, and TikTok cling to the health dictator's script, while alternatives, Rumble, Bright Eon, Odyssey, BitChute, Gab, Getter, Minds, Substack, Truth Social, and Blue Sky, offer space for the truth to breathe, albeit with varying degrees of freedom. The stakes are high. YouTube's censorship buries evidence of the fake pandemic's toll, shattered lives, broken systems, and a legacy of lies. Its algorithms favor sanitized propaganda over raw reality, a choice driven by profit motives and a perverse pleasure in control. The WHO, bankrolled by pharmaceutical allies, dictates the narrative, while YouTube rakes in ad revenue from the same players who peddled the deadly vaccine. This isn't oversight, it's collusion. As we mark 5 years since this travesty, the demand for reckoning grows. The debate isn't about the response's merits, there were none, but how such a flagrant betrayal unfolded. Alternative platforms prove the truth about the fake pandemic, harmful mask mandates, and deadly COVID vaccine can't be fully silenced. YouTube's stranglehold, however, warns of a deeper rot, a system thriving on deception, profit, and subjugation. The fight persists, and with every suppressed voice, the call to dismantle this edifice of lies grows louder.